Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is called Jesus Discussed the Times Just Before His Second Coming. You know, one day his disciples were asking him, they were sitting on Mount Olive and looking over the temple and how beautiful it was. And they began to talk about it. And Jesus said, you know, there's a time coming when all these things that you are admiring will be knocked down, and not one stone will be left on top of another, and all will become a vast heap of rubble. Well, that is the condition right now in Jerusalem. They have no temple because the Romans tore it down, and they were exiled, and they went into all the world. The Jewish people got dispersed into all the world. But in 1949, they were allowed to come back to Jerusalem. And that's where many Jewish people are coming back to be a part of their own country in Jerusalem, from Europe, from South America, from everywhere. From America, many people have gone back to Israel, and they are prospering. Praise the Lord for that. But God still has a plan for them in the near future, and it was prophesied 10 years ago from many different prophets as well. And so that's where we are in the time of history. And there's a saying that if you really want to know what God is doing, you have to look at Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the time clock of God's plan for the world. Why? Because he has a plan not only for Israel, but he has a plan for us, people who live on the earth. And what is his plan? That all come to Jesus. All people's sin can be discarded, can be forgiven by God if we ask him. And so that's kind of the good news. And when Jesus was on the earth, he taught his disciples. They lived with him. They ate with him. They knew his mind because they picked his brain. And they knew the mission. And he told them when he died, before he died, he said, listen, I want you to go and wait for me in the upper room in Jerusalem. And that's what, when he arose from the dead, that's what they did. They went to the upper room. And what happened there? The Holy Spirit fell on them. God sent the Holy Spirit. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. But he said, when you see these signs in Jerusalem, you will know that my future plans has arrived. Right now, we are in that time when God is planning to fulfill his complete plan for the world. How do I know? Because of the book of Revelation. Not that it has prophecies in there and a lot of things that are coming true and the future, but most of the book of Revelation is past now. There's only 22 chapters in the book of Revelation. And we are probably around chapter 13 to chapter 16. And the last three pages, 19, 20, 21, 22, that's the last page, is all about Jesus living here. God sent him the first time to die as a lamb, a sacrifice for us, our sins. But when he comes again, like in chapter 19, that's what it talks about, Jesus coming back. If you want to read it yourself, in the middle of chapter 19, verse 11, it says that the sky opened up. And then Jesus came riding out on a white horse, and all his angels were behind him. And where was he going? Coming back to the earth, just as he promised. And why is that important? Because the Jewish people from the beginning was told that a Messiah was going to come and save them. And he did, but they didn't understand it. They thought he was coming like a king and to be a leader of their tribe. But instead, he came as a lamb to die for everyone, not just the Jewish people, for all of us. Why? Because he made us, and he wants us to live with him forever. And he wants to bless us. So he gave this warning right before he left to his disciples to kind of know when that time would be that Jesus would come back again the second time. And it's in Luke 20, and it's also in Matthew 24. He spoke to his disciples directly, and they wrote it down. And it's still prevalent today. And then he gave visions to several of his disciples about what it looked like to be in heaven. And that heaven is a real place. And his plans, he revealed the future plans to several of them, and they wrote it down in 2 Thessalonians about the rapture. In Philippians, don't worry about anything. John, who wrote the whole book of Revelation, because God took him to heaven, and he saw. And they told him to write down everything you see. And so there comes the 22 chapters of Revelation. Friends, the Bible is almost finished. We will not need probably the Bible once Jesus comes back, because he will be able to answer any questions. And he will be living in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is not going to be destroyed, because in the midst of a war, the Battle of Armageddon, Jesus will return and put his feet on the Mount Olives again. And so we have something to look forward, but we need to want him to come back. People need to start looking up. If you're a Christian, that means you trust in Jesus, because he's the God of the Bible. He was there in the beginning, and he's there now, and he will be coming back one day, that same Jesus that left the earth to die for our sins and pardoned our sins and gave us and is able to give each one of us eternal life. Friends, I want you to have eternal life. In order to have eternal life, you have to acknowledge Jesus as Lord and Savior. Friends, all of the signs that Jesus described above, that there was going to be signs in the sky, nations were going to be fighting in turmoil, the seas would be roaring, and the strange tides, and haven't we seen that this last couple of years, and the courage of many will fail, and even the very heavens at one point will be broken up. And then you're going to see him come out of the sky, whether you like it or not. But if you are, you know the Lord Jesus, you know his plan for us, we have to start looking up and saying, God, without you, I don't know what would happen. That's where we need to come to. Friends, all of the signs that Jesus has described are coming to pass in our lifetime. People say, well, they've been saying that for years and he didn't come yet, so he probably would not come. And probably it's just a story. It's not a story, it's the truth. When Jesus returns, there will be peace for 1,000 years. People will not die at 100. They will die older than that. And there are some people that are living 100 years old. But I'm talking about maybe 1,000 years. I don't know how long a person's life will last. But he said there will be peace for 1,000 years. People will live a very long life. At 100 years, some people are going to look like still babies. Revelation 20 says, and 4 and 5, it says, then I saw the thrones, and sitting on them were those who had been given the right to judge. Who is he talking about? People. He when John went up to heaven, he saw that. He saw the judges. Maybe this is the 12 judges that judge Israel. We don't know exactly who the people are, but the vision is still true. And I saw the souls who had been beheaded for the testimony about Jesus. And they're talking about the tribulation period coming pretty soon, for proclaiming the word of God. And you're seeing it now. A lot of people are being imprisoned and killed for their love for Jesus. And who had not worshipped the Antichrist or the statue, nor accepted the mark on their foreheads or in their hands. They came back to life, and now they reign with Christ forevermore, for 1,000 years. Amen. I want you to be there. Say, Jesus, come into my life. Save me. Cleanse me of my sin. And let me be with you forever. In Jesus' name. Amen.